Hachette Audio presents I Wouldn't Do That If I Were Me, Modern Blunders and Modest Triumphs, but mostly blunders. Written and read by Jason Gay. For my mother, or there be trouble. Chapter 1. Vroom. A couple of years ago, right before the pandemic arrived and the world changed, I took my son Jesse to the Daytona 500. I had no idea the planet was about to shut down, but in retrospect, it was a pretty rowdy way to say farewell to civilization. Jesse was in. I don't even think I got to the second syllable of Daytona. He was 6 years old and obsessed with Hot Wheels, Camaro fumes, and monster trucks. He'd watched Cars 1,000 times, to the point he grew mildly disappointed when the Impala in traffic next to us wasn't anthropomorphically chatting to us through its front bumper. Stock car racing is not for everyone. 4+ hours of Chevys, Fords, and Toyotas making left-hand turns is not a big topic of conversation among the flabby New York City dads I know who bicker about pavement records and drink overrated $6 pour-over iced coffees. But for Jesse, book it. I figured the trip wouldn't be a big hassle. A quick flight from New York City to Orlando, short drive from Orlando to Daytona Beach, and then we'd drive around for 7 or 8 hours looking for parking. Easy peasy. What I didn't count on was what it meant to fly to Orlando. The moment we stepped on the plane, Jesse saw them. Kids dressed in Disney gear, clutching Mickeys and Minnies and doe-eyed princesses of every hairstyle and rank. These kids were not going to the Daytona 500. They were not impressed by a small block 358 CI V8. They were off to the Magic Kingdom, or Animal Kingdom, or Epcot, or Blizzard Beach Water Park, and probably all the above, and I realized that I was going to be spending this trip playing Disney defense against the child who had never been. The arrival at the airport was much worse. Orlando International Airport is basically a portal into the inner ear of Mickey Mouse. From the moment of disembarkation, there is an assault of Disney consumerism, colorful posters advertising new rides and features, kiosks arranging transit and VIP tours, a sprawling gift shop stocked not with the usual assortment of polyblend hoodies and beanbag unicorns, but with stacked shelves of Diz-Biz merchandise. Basically, the airport is the Disney welcome drink, and as Jesse and I move through it, I wish I'd brought him a pair of eye blinders like the ones they put on carriage horses.
Are we...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?